Public servants who are facing mental health challenges are being urged to take advantage of the services offered by the Employee Assistance Program, the EAP. Counselor at the EAP, Elika Matthews, tells NBC News that the program is a management and support one which recognizes that people can have psychological and emotional concerns that can affect how they work. In turn, the EAP provides psychological and emotional support to government work.
Let me highlight that the EAP is offered to all government workers. It is also extended to their spouse, whether it is via marriage or common law, and their children. Yearly, persons are entitled to 6 sessions per year. However, if they come to the session and it's realized that they may need more time, then it will be identified that those sessions need to be extended. If persons want to reach out to the EAP, they can do so via the telephone number 570-6718.
And with this year's World Mental Health Day focusing on mental health in the workplace, people are more so encouraged to take up the services offered by the EAP. Matthew says the EAP has recognized that when a person's mental health begins to decline, it affects their effectiveness at work and their motivation to go to work. She also says not all mental health issues are related to the work environment.
But you find that people may have personal issues, whether it may be relationship, financial, emotional, past traumatic issues that they would like to navigate. That is usually something that can affect them in the working environment. And then you may have people at work who may feel underappreciated, who may be feeling overwhelmed by the tasks that are given to them, or maybe feel like they're not being utilized enough in the position that they're in, and they just need somebody to have that conversation with them and go through some of the feelings or help with motivating them to take the next step as to, yes, I'm in this position, but I may want to do something else. So if it is that I just want encouragement to decide I'm going to apply for a course so that can help to lift up my qualification so that I can apply for something else. Or if it is just the motivation of, I think I can do this job, but I'm not sure, just that little push to do further. So we find that persons, they may be hesitant to apply for positions or hesitant to transfer out to where they want to be. Or you may just find persons are overwhelmed with other issues and it's affecting their effectiveness in their current position.
Matthew says if there are persons trying to navigate psychological, social, and emotional issues that affect their effectiveness at work, they should reach out to the EAP for support.
So if there are persons who are trying to navigate personal, psychological, even social issues where you may be experiencing something with a loved one, a family member, and you just don't know how to navigate, and it may be affecting your effectiveness at work, I encourage you to reach out for help. Oftentimes, people come to the first session, and one of the many things that they say is, I was afraid to reach out for this service. But think of it as having a conversation with a professional so they can just help you navigate, help to navigate you in the right direction of where you want to be. It's not scary and it's not hard. As I stated before, you can reach out by yourself via the telephone number 570-6718 and you just let them know that you would like to speak to a counselor. You don't have to have answers, you just have to have questions and a willingness to change.
Counselor at the EAP, Elika Matthews. I am Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.